This is John Robles. I'm speaking with Kahundinetha Horn. She's a Mohawk Indian and a member of the Bear Clan. She's also the owner and publisher of the Mohawk News web resource. Hello, Kahundinetha. How are you this evening? Can you translate that now for us?
Those are my greetings in Mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduce Onuwarege, which is the Great Turtle Island, which is what we call North America. We never call it that. We call it Great Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm.
People who live on Great Turtle Island are the Ongwehungwe, which mm-hmm. means the true natural people of Great Turtle Island. And we follow, we have a developed constitution called the Gayanaret Goa.
Mm-hmm.
Gayanaret Goa means the Great Path.
Mm-hmm.
And the Great Path is the Great Path to Peace. And our philosophy is based on our understanding and our awareness of the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit about us.
Okay. As all North American Indians, the basis of beliefs are respect for nature and the Great Spirit. And can you tell us a little bit in particular about the Mohawk Nation and what you're doing to promote the issues that are important to the indigenous peoples?
The Mohawk, also known as the Ganyogehaga, mm-hmm. are the keepers of the eastern door of Great Turtle Island. Mm-hmm. So we're in the east, and we were placed there by our that's the great natural power.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were placed. And we were to watch for people who would be coming from the east. And so that's why we're called the keepers of the eastern door.
Mm-hmm.
So we traversed throughout the eastern part of Great Turtle Island,
mm-hmm.
right from the north all the way down to the south. We traveled, we met all the other indigenous people, and we got to know each other, and we formed friendships and alliances that last to this day. There were hundreds and hundreds of indigenous nations.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mohawk had the responsibility to maintain the peace. We always feel that we have to do that,
mm-hmm.
because the great law, which is our philosophy, the Gayanaret Goa, we were the first ones to take it, to accept it. And because we were the first ones to do that, we have always been responsible for maintaining it, to maintain the peace, which is what the great law is all about. The great law of peace,
mm-hmm.
is to bring peace not just to Great Turtle Island, but throughout the world. That's why that law was given to our people. The Mohawk have this very, you know, we feel it. We feel it right inside ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are the eagle that sits on top of the tree of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we look out to see any danger that is coming towards us. And we give a warning, a loud scream to the people. And so that's how the Mohawk Nation News came into existence.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Kahundinetha Horn.
I was raised as, I only spoke Mohawk until I was about 10 years old.
Well, wonderful.
Then I had to learn to speak English. So then, in 1990, we were defending the land. The land is, the women are the what we call the title holders of the land.
Right.
Because we are tied to the land, and we are the creators, and we hold the land for the future generations that are not here yet. The women are the ones that have the children, bear the children.
Mm-hmm.
The men have the duty of protecting the women and the children, along with all their other duties. They imitate the responsibilities of the sun,
mm-hmm.
to provide heat, to provide warmth, to provide protection,
mm-hmm.
to help provide food, and to teach the children, all these things, to be our diplomats, to be our teachers, to travel, meet
mm-hmm.
other native people. The women, our responsibilities come from whatever the earth does, which is to create the children, to
mm-hmm.
help create the food, to feed the children, to raise them, to help them to become, advocates of the great law of peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's a male and female balance, not a male or patriarchal or matriarchal. It's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
between the male and the female.
In most tribes, the women chose the leaders because they knew the character of the children. Is that also true with the Mohawks?
Yes. Well, the people, because each one of us has a fire. We have the individual fire of ourselves, which is what's inside of us. It's our intuition, our minds, our energy. That's called the fire of life. And we have the fire of the family, which is people close to us, and then the extended family, and then the community, and then the clan, and then that extends into the nation, and then that extends to the confederacy that we formed.
Mm-hmm.
So all these relationships are connected, all circular, and in the very center is myself, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the center. All of these other circles are around me. And these are all my connections. So my responsibility is immediately through my own children.
Mm-hmm.
So when a clan selects somebody to become a leader or to represent us or to be a spokesman, we don't have leaders. There's no such thing as a leader because we're equal. We are all equal and we all have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that both the men and the women, the people, have a fire, the women's fire and the men's fire, and the men and the women have a combined fire.
Mm-hmm.
So we come together and we will make a selection of somebody to speak for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't call them leaders.
Okay,
we call them spokespeople.
Okay.
So then the spokesperson represents us for the day only, just for that day.
I see.
And the women will tell the chiefs, and they'll say, this is the person we've selected, and that is the person that will speak for us for
mm-hmm.
today. So that's very different from the kind of situation that you people have, you know?
Oh, sure. As I understand, I mean, Western democracies were based on Indian law and Indian relationships between nations and tribes and clans. In Europe, they had monarchies. There was no such concept as democracy.
No, they didn't, and they still don't understand true democracy.
You were listening to an interview with Kahandanetha Horn. She's a member of the Mohawk Nation and the Bear Clan and the publisher and owner of MohawkNationNews.com. You can find part two of this interview on our website at english.ruvr.ru. Thanks for listening, and we wish you the best.